This podcast is part of the Red 5 Network. For more Red 5 Network podcasts, visit red5network.com.
For an entire generation, people have experienced Star Wars the only way it's been possible, on the TV screen. But if you've only seen it this way, you haven't seen it at all.
This is where the fun begins.
Chewie, we're home.
Hello there.
We would be honored if you would join us.
Welcome to the Blue Mill Cafe. Grab an empty stool at the counter, order a cup of Jawa juice and a nice slice of Yogan fruit pie, and get ready because we're about to talk all things Star Wars. Good morning, Mos Espa, and welcome back into the cafe. This is episode 117. I'm your host, Jeff. And what made me come back a little early, because in my announcement, I said I'll most likely be coming back in March, you know, around my birthday or so. That's still true, but I'm releasing this episode. It's going to be a very short episode, very, very short, because of the 90-second-plus trailer we got for Season 3 of The Mandalorian. I've watched it several times now, and I am very excited about this new season. So much in this little teaser trailer we got. The very beginning of the trailer, we see a bunch of Mandalorians with Din. Then we see Din flying the Naboo Starfighter. And to me, it looks like he has it on autopilot, and he's sleeping, holding little Grogu in his arms. That was just a cute moment for me. I assume he was napping, but I could be wrong. But anyway, and then the one part of the trailer that got me was Coruscant. It looks like we're going to see Coruscant. And another thing, who are those Jedi walking towards what looks to be a Jedi Temple door? That freaked me out. Are these Luke's students? Who are these Jedi? Where do they come from? Cannot wait to see them. Hopefully we get to meet them. Hopefully they're not just a, you know, maybe a flashback. I don't know. But if it is a flashback, oh well. But I'm hoping that maybe they're Luke's students and we actually get to meet some of them. But yeah, this trailer was awesome. Good to see Greef Karga back. And the all-droid bar, which it looks like an all-droid tavern, that looked pretty cool. It looks to me like maybe he gets... I don't know. It looks like he is going back to Mandalore. That's what I was trying to stutter and get out. Because that one overhead shot we saw looked like a destroyed Mandalore. So, cannot wait to see this. And like I said, this was a very short episode, just my initial thoughts and my excitement for The Mandalorian Season 3. Coming March 1st, so I'll definitely be coming back in March so I can talk about the episodes. And what can I say? Happy birthday to me. I'm getting the new season of Mandalorian in my birthday month, so can't wait to talk to you all again in March. And until then, may the Force be with you.
I have spoken.
Give the evacuation code signal.
We'll be right back.
thank you for stopping by the cafe. Life is all about passions. Thank you for lending me your ear while I shared all of mine. You can follow the Blue Mill Cafe on Twitter, at that BMC Pod. You can follow the Facebook group, the BMC Pod. You can also email the Blue Mill Cafe, thatbmcpod@gmail.com. And remember, blue milk, it does a body good.
Greetings, listener. Just a reminder that the podcast you just heard is a proud member of the Red 5 Network family. Red5Network.com offers you a great variety of shows you'll be sure to love. So the next time you're itching for quality content,
make sure you head over to Red5Network.com.
You'll find this podcast along with a whole lot more.
All wings report in.
It's the Red 5 Network.